Homily 28. Jesus, the heart of Christianity. He who sees me sees the Father. This morning's first reading continues what followed from the disciples' preaching of Jesus' mighty deeds and of his death, resurrection, ascension, glorification, and his giving of the Holy Spirit. Although many of Jesus' own people became Christians, a mysterious hardening, in the words of St. Paul, came upon them. And as St. John wrote, his own received him not. One of the great blessings in my life was to become deeply aware that Jesus was a first century Palestinian Jew, and that the first Christians were Jews. St. Ignatius of Loyola wished that he were Jewish and shocked those at table. Why? To be related to Jesus by blood. Pope John the 23rd said that we Christians are spiritual Semites. Thus for St. Paul and St. Luke in Acts of the Apostles, this hardening of Jesus' own people was a great blessing for the Gentiles who were delighted and glorified by the Word of God. Acts of the Apostles proclaims, the number of disciples increased greatly. Even a large group of priests became believers. How quickly the power of the gospel and the mysterious hardening that came over Israel transformed Christianity from a Jewish sect to a worldwide church. I have said Mass in Asia, Africa, North and South America, Europe, and Australia. Never in Antarctica, because the penguins there have never accepted Christianity. Jesus' own people came to reject him, not really because he broke the law, although that's part of it, but because he made himself God's equal. No Jew, no Buddha, no wise man of India would have ever dared to say, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus has been called the sacrament of the encounter with God the Father. He has been called the human face of God. The Jews and even Moses feared to look upon God's face. But as St. Paul says, we now have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. It's in 2 Corinthians, a beautiful text. And are able to gaze upon the human face of God and live. So this morning, let us become more aware that we are a royal priesthood, in the words of Peter's epistle, a people who worship a Jew. Let us also become more aware how frequently the New Testament speaks not simply of God, but of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the God who raised Jesus from the dead. The God of the Old Testament is now defined by his relationship to the crucified and risen Jesus. Christianity is an Easter faith that sees everything in the light of Jesus crucified and risen. Given the confusion about Christianity in our times, I frequently ask those with whom I speak, what is Christianity? Again, it's the worship of the person of the triune crucified and risen Christ, and those who profess him as Lord and who pray through his Spirit, Abba, our Father.